You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, joined by Kathy Hodge and Emily Cook from the Humane Society of Callaway County. Emily is the Assistant Animal Control Officer, and she, I don't know, are you going to be shy, Emily? Okay, she's going to be shy. Kathy is not, and probably neither will Max and Sweet Pea, which every time you come in, you're trying to one-up yourself on the cuteness scale.
I know.
You've done pretty good this time.
I know. There's just nothing much. Max and Sweet Pea are only about 8 weeks old, so there isn't anything much cuter than an eight-week-old puppy, I have to say.
So are they related?
They are. They're brother and sister. They came from a litter of 15, so there were lots of siblings in the mix. We've ended up with about eight of them, and they're up for adoption, and some of them are going to be going to a rescue, so we're excited about that, too.
Well, what are Max and Sweet Pea?
Well, their dad is like an Aussie border collie mix. The mom probably has some pit in her, so sort of a Heinz 57 kind of puppies, I think, because the ones we have here today, Max is solid black. Sweet Pea is sort of a black and tan that has more of almost the look of a German Shepherd kind of coloring. One of them was brown and white. One was black and white, solid brown, solid black, you know, so there was a whole gamut in there.
How is their temperament?
They're really sweet. And of course, they're only 8 weeks old, so I guess, in all honesty, we can't say for sure how they're going to evolve. But they've evidently been handled a fair amount because they didn't completely dislike that when we first got them. They're warming up to it even more, even as we speak. One of them has been with Emily for 3 days now, and the other one we haven't even had for 24 hours. And you can tell a huge difference in the one she's had for 3 days. It's already sweet. And little Max is the one she's only had for a day, and he's a cuddler. Oh, my goodness. He likes to be right with you and just right there.
So any idea at all how big they're going to end up being?
They'll be on the large side, but probably 60, 70 pounds maybe.
Probably not for a
gigantic,
really enclosed area.
Right, not a tiny apartment dog, but at the same time, it's not a Great Dane or a Great Pyrenees or something either. They're not going to be that huge.
Well, what all's going on?
Somebody's talking to us, too.
I know. Wait, is that Max that's...
Mm-hmm. I think it's Max that's doing the whimpering.
And
he's
Sweet
not
Pea's
too
busy
sure.
Licking your hands.
Well, and Sweet Pea's real worried about her brother. She's, every time he starts whining, she wants to see what's going on and what's wrong and is there something I should be fixing, you know? So I think she's being a good big sister for sure.
I know that Matt Markgraf's going to put some pictures up on the website. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the pictures are actually going to do them justice, though.
It's for sure.
It's like a Norman Rockwell painting of adorable puppies come to life.
That's right. You are right.
So what else is going on down at the Humane
Society?
Well,
we're going to have Doggy Day Spa with the Murray State Animal Health and Technology Club on Saturday. It'll be from 9 to 2 out at the Carmen Animal Health Building on College Farm Road across from Murray High School. Starts at 9 o'clock, ends at 2. For $15, you can have your dog bathed and have ears cleaned and nails trimmed, and you just sit in the front room and wait for him to come back all clean and spiffy, so that's the way to get it done. And then we'll be there microchipping. We've talked to several people who have gotten new animals in their lives, and since we've had the last Doggy Day Spa, so we'll be microchipping. It's just $10, and that covers the registration for the first year and a half. And then we've got DNA tests, canine DNA tests for sale that day, too. They're $60. We've talked quite a few lately to people who are using them for Christmas gifts because it is a lot of fun. It's certainly something that you can live without, but it sure is fun to do. So if you've got a dog that people just constantly keep asking you, what is it, what is it, what is it, and you don't know, then this is the perfect way to find out. And it is a lot of fun to do and a great present for somebody that has a dog in the family.
And Doggy Day Spa, it's always just packed. Every
it is.
Time
we have
I've
a good,
been.
Yeah, we always have a good turnout, and they run it very efficiently, so it usually just clicks right along.
And then it looks like on December 14th, you've got Photos with Santa Claus.
We do.
Talk about adorable.
We have the best two Santas that come help us. And we do the Santas, we do the photos from, I believe it's 11 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And we're there at the Weeks Community Center where we have our office on Poplar Street. They have a nice big gymnasium they allow us to use for that. And we have, like I said, two wonderful Santas that help us all day long. And they have been gracious to hold on to dogs and cats and puppies and sometimes both. And somebody brought a snake and somebody brought a chicken. And somebody brought a miniature horse one time. So we are extremely flexible in how that works. And some folks just don't have a pet that would enjoy it. And they just come and have their own picture made with Santa. And we're good with that too. For a $10 donation, you get a 4x6 printed out and in a frame. And then you're also able to take your own digital photos if you want to, so you can do some Facebook posting and sharing. And we're glad to have you do that as well.
And the photos of Max and Sweet Pea are up on our Facebook page, and you've got to check those out. Well, Kathy, someone's listening now, and they've never heard puppies sound good. They've never tried to adopt a pet, and they're listening to these adorable yelps. What's the process to go about becoming a friend of these dogs?
Well, if you're working with our Humane Society, and it's typical pretty much across the board, because we work with a lot of first-time adopters. Maybe they've purchased dogs before, or they've had dogs that just showed up at their yard, that they've never really adopted. So there's an application form that almost every agency or our organization has. Ours is one page long. You can download it off of our website at forthepets.org. And you turn that in, and we check with your landlord if you have one. We check with your veterinarian if you have one. And then we talk to you about what kind of animal you really want. Because even though these guys are really, really sweet, if you're in a tiny apartment and you want something you can pack around with you in a bag, go to the grocery or something, this isn't going to be the right dog. But we do a lot of discussion. We want you to get the dog that you really want that fulfills your life. And we want the dog to have the same feeling about you. So we're matchmakers. We want it to turn out beautifully for both parties. So we have those discussions, and then you get to come meet the animals, and you still have the, of course, final say-so. If it just doesn't feel right, then we're good with that, and we'll keep looking. And if it does feel right, then we are happy to do the adoption and send you right home with a new family member.
Kathy Hodge, Emily Cook, and Sweet Pea and Max, just precious. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you.